Good morning. We're doing the laws of Shabbat. And the task we had learned about is mimachek, where after they had slaughtered an animal, they took its hides, and in preparing the hides for use, then they would smooth them out by taking out the hairs from the hide. So flattening the hide, making it smooth, is the task of mimachek. And mimachek can be applied with regards to a metal vessel, if you're going to smooth it down, if you're going to use sandpaper. So you can be mimachek. We said that an extension of mimachek is mimareach. That if we're going to flatten something out on Shabbos, smear it out, so then, for example, smearing on a cream on Shabbos can be the task of mimareach. Mimareach is literally the flattening of the pile of wheat, when you'd have kernels in a pile and you'd flatten out the pile in order to continue loading upon it. So that was miruach hakri, flattening out the pile. But mimareach, flattening something out, is an extension of mimachek. So, we don't do that on Shabbat. An extension of that was the soaps that they had, that their hard soaps were very hard. And when you'd begin using the soap, you'd be trying to get it to be smoother and more pleasant. So, we discussed that Rabbi Feinstein was of the opinion that even in liquid soap, unless it's diluted, you have mimareach. His opinion doesn't seem to have been accepted. Most people today use liquid soap on Shabbat, and that's where we're up to now. Yes?
So you're saying that we're not allowed to use, spread cream on, bread on Shabbat, or, hummus, so we can, spread the hummus on, the char?
Oh, we're going to get to spreading foods in a minute.
But you said it could be
100%, we will get there in a second. We did not yet discuss food.
You said cream, so...
Cream isn't the food.
It is.
You're talking about the food item cream. So no, we'll get to that in a minute. I meant cream that you put on yourself, right? So generally, the concept of memareach is only relevant to things that are a little bit tough, like fat. It has a substance, fats, wax, things that have a little bit more thickness to them. But let's say oil. So it says that olive oil, Rebbe would smear on olive oil on Shabbos. So we know that from the thickness of olive oil down, anything that is less thick than olive oil, you don't have an issue of mimareach. If you have thicker oil, so then Chazal did tell us we have a problem of mimareach. That's midrabanan. So there are creams that people would put in their hair. There are different types of creams which a person would smear on, which are thicker than olive oil. So there you run into the rabbinic prohibition of mimareach. Technically, it's not as thick as the soap or the fats, so it's not mimareach biblically, but it's mimareach midrabanan. Chazal said that in food items we don't have a problem of mimareach. So you're allowed to smear hummus on your sandwich. Now there's a discussion, some want to say that when you're doing mimareach, not as part of eating the food item, you're not smearing the hummus on your bread, but rather you want to make the hummus on the table look nicer, so you flatten it out. You pass a knife over the top of it. So there, some want to say that would be rabbinically prohibited. But can I smear butter on my bread? Yes, because you're not interested in making the butter flat. You're interested in spreading the butter on your bread. Mimareach is when I want the item to be flat. My point when I smear butter on my bread isn't to flatten out the butter. My point is to spread the butter. I want the butter in different places. technically, it is permissible to flatten out like the top of the hummus. Where else would this come up? If you have baked apples, it says in the Shulchan Aruch they used to. That was one of the spreads they would put on their bread. They would bake apples or pears, and then they'd smear it on their bread. So that, it says, is permissible. What else do we have? So that's the task of Mimareach. That is the task of Mimareach, flattening out. Yes?
We talked about there's another thing, so right, that there's the concept of making it diluted or flattening it. There's also when you're, you are like rubbing it on dishes.